In this video, we'll discuss about building your self-esteem and self-confidence. You stand a high chance of becoming successful in both your professional and personal life if you have a healthy level of self-confidence, noted to be crucial for your health and psychological well-being. Self-confidence is explained to be the level of trust you have in your judgment, qualities, and abilities. Just as it's important for you to have a healthy level of self-confidence, it's also crucial that you work on your self-esteem, because if you don't, it will get you plunged and immersed in erroneously damaging beliefs. Self-esteem is the opinion and perception that we have about ourselves and how we feel about ourselves. Why do people experience low self-esteem? People suffer from low self-esteem due to diverse reasons. If you constantly felt that you lacked the capacity to live up to expectations when you were a kid, and you grew up with this belief, you have a high tendency of having low self-esteem. This belief can make you encounter some difficulties in your work and personal relationships. Your self-esteem can also suffer negative effects if you're going through bereavement, divorce, or any other stressful life events. Benefits of self-confidence. There are lots of juicy benefits awaiting you when you brace up yourself to work on your self-confidence, and here are some of them. Better performance. When you feel confident, you stand a good chance of performing better. But on the other hand, you won't be able to devote your energy to your efforts when you keep worrying about not being good enough, and whatever you do will seem like a waste of time and energy. Healthy relationships. Self-confidence helps you understand others and love them more, and it makes you love yourself more. Self-confidence also strengthens you to walk out of toxic, draining, and undeserving relationships. Openness to try new things. When you have confidence in who you are and the things you can do, you'll find it a whole lot easier to put yourself out there. Whether you're signing up for a cooking class or applying for a promotion, you'll be interested and eager to try new things when you believe in yourself. Resilience. As we go through life, there are some adversities and challenges we're bound to face, and our ability to bounce back from them is determined by our resilience level. You can actually enhance your resilience when you believe in yourself. Ways to build your self-confidence. Stop comparing yourself to others. Comparisons aren't healthy. Comparing your friend's income to your salary or comparing your look to that of your friends on Facebook will do you more harm than good. Focusing on the lives of others is not your responsibility. Focus on your life. Keep an ongoing gratitude journal. Always remind yourself of your successes and strengths whenever you feel envious of someone else's life. Surround yourself with positive people. You may want to take time to clearly scrutinize those that surround you. Do these people accept you for who you are, or are they constantly judging you? Do they take pleasure in bringing you down, or do they lift you up? People who love you and want the best for you are those you should surround yourself with, and note that your attitudes and thoughts about what you think of yourself can be influenced by the people you spend time with. Take care of your body. You'll naturally feel more confident when you engage in your mind, body, and spirit in something positive by practicing self-care. But if you're abusing your body, it's difficult to feel good about yourself. Some of these self-care practices that can help you boost your levels of self-confidence include regular sleep, meditation, exercise, and eating well. Be kind to yourself. Stop being too hard on yourself. Be kind to yourself because whatever happens to you in life, you'll one day realize that you're all that you've got. Whenever you experience a setback, miss, fail, or make a mistake, treat yourself with kindness. Practice positive self-talk. Your confidence can be lessened and your abilities can be limited when you practice negative self-talk. But on the other hand, you'll feel empowered to take on new challenges, overcome self-doubt, and foster self-compassion when you use optimistic and positive self-talk. So make sure you tell yourself that at least I learned something, or I can do better next time, whenever you make a mistake, rather than telling yourself that I can do nothing right. Face your fears. This is all what this video course is all about. By connecting the dots and putting all the pieces together, you'll get refueled and be more inspired to take on your fears. Facing your fears head-on is a great way to build your confidence. Most people fear a lot, and it's simply because of their lack of confidence. But you can gain confidence in yourself when you try difficult things and face your fears. Simple ways to boost your self-esteem. Number 1, master a new skill. Your competency increases when you become better at something that corresponds with your talents and interests. You'll enjoy an extra boost in your self-esteem. Number 2, list your accomplishments. No matter how little your accomplishments may have been, list them. They should include all that you've done weekly and all your doings that make you proud. Whenever you need to get something done and you feel low, review this list. Do something creative. Sign up for a community theater production. Take a dance class. Write a story or poem. Or pull out your old guitar. Creativity stimulates the brain, and you can put the flow back into your life when you get yourself busy with creative tasks. Number 4, get clear on your values. You'll be more confident when you know what you stand for. Determine what your values are and examine them scrupulously. Number 5, challenge your limiting beliefs. Erroneous beliefs will always try to engulf your mind to limit you, but don't let them thrive. Stop and challenge yourself if you ever find yourself caught up in thinking negatively about yourself. Number 6, stand at the edge of your comfort zone. The edge of your comfort zone is where your confidence begins. Approach a situation in an unconventional way. Meet different people. Try something new or something different that you aren't used to that will get you uncomfortable a bit. Move to the edge of your comfort zone and stretch yourself. Number 7, help someone. Offer something you do well as a gift to someone. You can teach someone something they want to learn. Share helpful resources or give someone direct assistance. Help others by using your abilities, skills, and talents. Number 8, heal your past. Moving into the future confidently can be made easy when you decide to heal the past by seeking the support of a trained counselor. However, you can stay trapped in low self-esteem if you let unresolved issues and drama clog you down. Number 9, stop worrying about what others think. You'll never be free to be who you are when all you think of is what others will think of you. See, people will always think whatever they choose to think, irrespective of how perfect you try to appear in their sight. So, start making your choices based on your desires and quit getting worked up about what others will think. Number 10, read something inspirational. You'll feel more positive about yourself when you read something that lifts you up. This is a great way to gain more self-esteem.